T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The American Girl Company, facing outrage over a book that promotes transgenderism to young girls. The American Girl Company, renowned for its dolls that young girls have adored for generations. Apparently, it sort of rings a bell. I'm not that familiar with The American Girl, other than the Tom Petty song. Published a book titled A Smart Girl's Guide Body Image. And it's now, I guess, out in paperback. And some of its contents have got some parents a little bit wound up. A book for girls about body image that tells them they should make permanent and catastrophic change to their bodies if they're unhappy with them. Ooh. On page 38, author Mel Hammond writes, prepubescent readers, doctors may offer them medicine to halt puberty. If you haven't gone through puberty yet, hey, good news, the doc says. We got some medicine that'll delay those changes. I mean, you already feel dorky about your body, and you know it's just a matter of time you're going to start getting those giant pimples and zits everywhere. Avoid all that nastiness, or at least put it off indefinitely. What could go wrong? And it gives you more time to think about your gender identity. Well, I got to tell you, look, if you're a girl, a lot of them, if they pay attention to things, they're going to want to be a guy. Guys, it's so much easier for guys, you know? We miss a shower, no biggie, right? You just cover that up with cologne. When you go to buy things like a razor, they charge more for the women's stuff, you know, shampoo and pretty much everything else. So you're thinking, maybe the life of a boy is better. I want to climb trees. I want to have fun. I want to throw rocks. I want to kill animals. You might want to be a boy. Really? Yeah. According to an image of the page published by the New York Post, Hammond writes that being transgender is not an illness or something to be ashamed of. If you're questioning your gender identity, or if you already know for sure that you're trans or non-binary, talk with an adult you trust.
Ooh, that line again.
Well, they did say, like a parent.
Like a parent.
Or a school counselor.
Oh, we've seen issues there. Yeah.
Well, at least they threw the parent in there. Like, don't. Yeah. Don't exclude them automatically, but if they give you any resistance, never talk to them again.
Talk to your school counselor.
If you don't have an adult you trust, you know, like parents who aren't understanding of your issues, there are organizations across the country that can help you. Turn to the resources on page 95 for more information. Yeah, look, the more they push it, publicize it, the more they do this, the more you're really, truly endangering the lives of children. You know, if a young girl is allowed to make these changes, put off puberty and then say, go ahead, I want to be a boy, those physical changes, they're going to be permanent. I mean, you could fix some stuff, but there's going to be a permanency to it. And the amount of hormones you would have to take, I doubt that is healthy, especially for a young person who, you know, is about to go through puberty or is going through puberty. I just don't think that it's great. Now, I had a conversation recently with a couple of people that I know pretty well. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Okay.
When I talked about double mastectomy for 14-year-old girls because they wanted to be a boy. That no hospital would do that. No hospitals are doing that. We know somebody that works for hospitals, two people, whatever. They said no way, no how.
Really?
Yes.
People who think that they're informed about what's going on.
Well,
I don't mean that sarcastically,
no,
but
no,
they
no.
think
yeah.
they know.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And most people think they know.
Intelligent, educated people
yes. right.
with some experience in or related to the medical field.
Okay.
Here we have right here. I mean, this is, I'm not making this up. Now, I didn't do a Google search. I have to tell you that.
Okay.
I did a DuckDuckGo search. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how they came up. Surgical gender affirmation program at Seattle Children's Hospital. Now, in their case, patients must be 18 or older by the time of the surgery. Okay?
Okay.
Here's another article from NBC News. More U.S. hospitals offering gender-affirming surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt University temporarily pauses gender change operation.
Temporarily.
And this was for minors.
Mm.
Okay? Yeah, I think one of the reasons why they did, Tucker Carlson, Fox News Channel, called them out.
Yep.
I mean, called them out. And he had video to back up everything that he said. John Hopkins. Yeah, that's not podunk, you know what I mean? That's not a drive-through health clinic. Johns Hopkins, sex and gender clinic. Cleveland Clinic, gender-affirming surgery before and after photos. Mastectomies. Vaginoplasty. Breast augmentations. Various techniques to be used to perform this procedure. Augmentation. This is for gender change. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Biden administration endorses transgender youth sex change operations. I could go on and on. I didn't make this up. People that know me are questioning it, and I guess they think I'm making it up.
Well, I told you, my cousin, her daughter, 14, growing quite a beard these days. She was a girl. She's apparently not anymore.
You have nothing to be jealous of. You have a very manly beard.
Why, thank you. But 14.
Yeah. Hey, we know what's going on. It's been exposed. But it hasn't been exposed by the mainstream media, per se.
Not a bit.
Not to the extent that it should. Mm-hmm. If anything, if they do a story on it, it's in a very affirming way. Oh, now help is on its way. You have question marks. Now we're going to have a few stitch marks.
Well, if you notice, they try to make it a mental issue in the sense that, well, they commit suicide if you don't let them do what they feel they need to do. How about they've got some mental issues going on, and doing this is not really the answer to the problem?
And who's going to fund a study that says after the gender operation, what's the rate of suicide, et cetera?
Right.
Who's going to fund through that?
No.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Keith, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You know, all these things that they're teaching the kids now about, it's a choice. Whether you want to be gay or straight or transgender or whatever. It's a bunch of horse malarkey. I mean, to make a choice, you got to make a list of all the good things about being gay or straight and the bad things about being either or. But you know what? I don't know about you guys, but I don't ever remember doing that. I mean, I just looked over one day. I saw a girl. I said, I like that. That's it.
That's been my experience. I can remember the conversation. My mom was going through a tough time. She had her emotional ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And said, oh, you know, Robbie, would you, you know, ever think you want to be a priest? I said right off the bat, I said, no way, Mom. Really? Why? Because I already know, Mom, I really like girls. Justin, you're on the air.
Good morning, fellas. You know, the most disturbing thing about this topic is they've had several people from the gay community already come out and say, you know, children shouldn't be involved in this whatsoever. And also, they even have a couple of them saying that there's not one true transgender person walking this earth, meaning there hasn't been one successful surgery done where they've transplanted ovaries and a uterus and a placenta and a vagina over to a man or vice versa. So this whole thing, in my opinion, is to destroy youth because that's our future of this nation, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's hate to cut you off, but we got to run. Yeah, I agree. It is not to help. It is not to help, even though that's how they're presented. 717 on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.